Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, Say the Darndest Things of My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today we are talking about scam texts from unknown numbers that could infect your phone. Now, this is kind of crazy. They start off with these random text messages like, hello, how are you doing? You don't download this picture, or hey, do you have this picture in your phone, or something like that to entice you to interact with the phone number. And this may be opening you to all types of dangers. On this channel, we've talked about all types of scams, from text scams, email scams, mail scams, social security scams. But now something as simple as a text message can now infect you. So everyone, young and old, can be exposed to this type of danger. So let's tune in and see how we can prevent this and make sure we protect our data and, most importantly, our money.
Could be as simple as a message saying hello or a photo of someone you've never met. You might be tempted to answer, but experts warn that a response or the wrong move could give hackers access to your private information.
It's a scam that may catch you off guard.
You may have gotten some of these texts where it says, hi, how are you? This one says, guess who I am. What do you think about those texts?
I always just ignore them, to be honest with you. I feel like I get so many every single day at this point.
They are unknown phone numbers sending text messages with seemingly normal conversation starters, like this one. Good evening, what are you doing?
Once they get them engaged, they'll send a photo of themselves in some interesting city, which is full of malware.
The chief technology officer at iConnective says once you save the photo, that malware can be used to track your phone's keystrokes. That means hackers can then try to figure out your passwords and dig for other personal information on your phone that they could use to commit identity theft.
The reason this is so important is because a majority of us spend a lot of time on our phone, but we don't have any protection. We don't have any antivirus software on our phones as much as we do maybe on our computer. And we use text messages all the time. So this is really important for you out there who do a majority of your working on your phone, have a lot of your passwords saved. You may be exposing yourself to more danger than you think. Trying to save a photo of maybe something that's enticing or something that is tempting that we shouldn't be looking at in the first place. Let's see how we can actually protect ourselves. Maybe there's some strategies that we can listen to and to apply so this doesn't happen to us.
I mean, that's really stressful and kind of creepy, to be honest.
I got this one. It's just a picture of someone saying hello, this girl and her dog. So what experts say is if you download this picture or engage too much, it will install malware on your phone. What do you think about that?
I would assume that it's attempting to, if I don't know the person, I delete it.
Even if you don't download those photos, engaging with text scammers by just telling them your name can help them match your identity with your phone number to get more personal details. And don't try to mess with the scammers by writing back as a joke.
The problem is you just admitted that you're a live phone number with a person on the other end.
After that happens, you can land a spot on the fraudster's favorite list, a roster on the dark web of real names and phone numbers that other con artists use to identify more potential victims.
And this doesn't just apply to text messages. This applies to phone numbers as well and emails. So if you get a suspicious email, don't write back, please don't respond here, this is the wrong email. Or if you get a phone call, don't use your voice saying, this is the wrong number, don't call here ever again, or respond to those automated messages. Let it go to voicemail, whatever it may be. Also, let your friends and family know that, listen, there's nothing against you, but sometimes if you do call, please leave a message. Please leave a message so I know it's you. Somebody may be trying to, what they call, spoof your phone number. Spoofing your phone number is a program where people can actually dial your number and it appears as someone that is in your phone. Now, I'm not saying don't answer your phone ever again, but what I am saying is being very cautious is when someone calls you, allow them to speak to you so you can hear their voice and know who they are. These scammers are getting very sophisticated and they're recording your voice and using AI to sound like someone else. So just be very careful. You don't want to validate that your number is a legitimate number so they can be sold.
They're sending millions of these out. And, you know, now you've singled yourself out as something engageable.
And if you get one of these texts, you should delete it and hit the option report to junk. You can also install antivirus apps on your phone that scan for malware. Rob, Judy, also make sure your phone is always backed up in case you become a victim and need to quickly change those devices. You know, those texts seem so innocent. Yes. You might want to also mess around with them and say, hey, who are you? But don't do that at all.
Yeah, this great advice. Don't do it. Don't engage. We want to protect ourselves. We want to protect our family. We want to protect our information because we may not even experience a scam on the phone. They may take your information and then scam you on a computer system. It's like, how'd they get my information? There's no possible way that I did anything. And then you go back to that text message and you go back to that email or you go back to that suspicious phone call. So these spammers are trying to attack you day in and day out. And that's why I say you should always have your financial five, your financial advisor, your accountant, your lawyer, your power of attorney, and your executor. Your lawyer is what's going to really help you in this situation, because if you have to go into litigation or something like that, you have somebody that's reliable and knows what they are doing, so you don't put yourself in a bad situation. You don't go too far. You know, call your lawyer like, hey, someone's asking me to wire $20,000 through this text message. Is this something that I should do? Your lawyer is going to be there to support you through that thick and thin. And if something happens financially, your financial advisor, like me, will be there to help you and guide you through those situations to protect the assets you work so hard for. So brothers and sisters, I'm not going to keep this one very long, but once again, beware of scam texts from unknown numbers. They could infect your phone and they could affect your financial life, but we don't want that to happen to you because you listen to AB Ridgway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional that's here to guide you through the financial turmoil and protect you and your family. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.